Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Brad Houston, original founding member of our Brain Trust. More than 18 years he's been hanging out with us, and president of IASTraining.com. That's the company, and then .com on the end of that, and you'll find his weekly blasts out there to help you do a better job of selling and training your salespeople. And his books, all three of his books are there. Brad, thanks again for being here.
Sure, my pleasure. It's been 18 years. I started when I was 12.
Over 18? Yeah, we got you right out of elementary school.
Yeah, right.
So, you mentioned holidays a minute ago. Help our retailers especially get ready for the holidays.
Well, I think that, number one, if they've done a good job in the past, they could call the majority of their best customers or that 25-30% of their customer base that shops over and over with them. They should be calling them to get them to shop in November.
Mm-hmm.
And if I just call and say, geez, you know, Jim, I got the best selection right now. I got the time that I can dedicate to you so you can find that exact right gift for your wife.
Right. Tell the guys, let's get this over with, right?
Let's get this over with. Let's get it done. And then they'll have more time during that peak time or where that high traffic time to give the kind of service and the type of outstanding customer service that, you know, they want to give, and they can start developing relationships and start ensuring their success for the future. So mm-hmm. it's something they need to take action on immediately, is to start calling their customer base and those customers that they do have a relationship with.
So get on the phone right now. How about, you know what? If they're important enough, how about go see them?
Good, absolutely. Yeah, they just
even retailers, right?
Absolutely. They don't have to sit in their ivory palaces and hope the customers come in, because sometimes they ain't coming. Sometimes mm-hmm. you got to go out and get them.
Well, you know,
old school, right?
I mean, you work with a lot of jewelers, I know. You got an important customer. Take them to lunch and say, hey, what's going on? What are you thinking? What can I do to help you? I mean, that saves them time, doesn't it?
Absolutely it does. And that's what I mean about building the relationships to where that customer wouldn't think about buying it from anybody else but you. And when you go into lunch with somebody and you've got that kind of relationship, that's where all the action happens.
Well, and you know, we all have, you talked about having your car guy.
Yep.
And most of us have our jeweler. He or she is my jeweler. We talk about that. We talk about somebody being my insurance agent. Well, you know what? If you're in the electrical supply business, you ought to be my electrical supplier. You ought to be my plumbing supplier. You ought to be my lumber company. You know, I mean, whatever you're doing, you ought to be somebody. You ought to be that to somebody, shouldn't you?
Absolutely, that's the point.
Not just another option, but a customer you can't run off.
Absolutely, that's the name of the game. So, that's where I just want to go back and say again that the impersonalness of sales presentations today, and I think it's because people have become lousy listeners. And if they just listen to the customer is going to tell them everything they need to know
mm-hmm.
to develop the relationship, and to focus on the emotional reason behind the purchase, and share in some mutual type of excitement to where that customer is going to start thinking of you as their friend in the business. And then all the follow-up work that we've been talking about for years and years and years, and follow-up phone calls and thank you notes, and not saying not a problem, mm-hmm. and, you know, all those kinds of things.
Yeah, do not say no problem, because if you say no problem, you just create a problem.
Absolutely, and it becomes a problem. So, anyhow, that's kind of my spiel, is to get your act together and start developing friendships, quit developing sales.
What about new customers? Other than referrals, what are your thoughts on new customers?
New customers are really expensive to get. Once you have one, you better keep it for a long, 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 long
mm-hmm.
time. Yep, and it's all through.
That's another reason to love up a customer and to get referrals, because you've already made the investment, haven't you?
Absolutely. And every customer that they sell or successfully sell or complete any kind of transaction,
mm-hmm.
they just ought to say, geez, you know anybody else that needs my type of service?
Who do you know?
Give me two of my business cards.
Right.
I'd love to meet them.
Who do you know who? That's what Ivan Meisner says, the founder of BNI.
That's right.
He says, who do you know who, right?
Who do you know who?
Yep.
And, you know, like Daddy O said, it's not what you know, it's who you know, and get up there and shake hands and kiss babies and help relationships. So.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, these are good thoughts. Hey, Brad, good job today, as always. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, sir. Tell your listeners, get out there and vote, will you?
Give us the website, please.
IAStraining.com.
All right, so check it out, folks, and find Oliver's books there. And what's that weekly blast you sent out by email?
Called Sales Insight.
All right.
I can get that on my website.
It's worth the money, folks, because it's free.
Absolutely.
Hey, Brad, thanks for being here. Good job. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.